Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Come on, Uncle Jed, the party's starting. Hear that music?
All right, it's Dave Plyron for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. Kevin Matthews is Chicago radio royalty. For decades, he has shared his unique theater of the mind brand of comedy through his original wit and self-effacing humor, along with his pal Jim Shorts, who will be sharing his pigskin picks for the NFL kickoff weekend. And this morning, live from his studios, is Kevin Matthews. Hey, Kev.
Hey, now. How are you, sir?
I am doing fabulous. I am so excited you're joining us this morning. Is it wrong?
Not at all. No, not at all. No.
Yeah. How you been, buddy?
I'm great. How are you, Chicago? What a morning to be in Chicago, even though I'm not. But I feel like I am.
You sound clear as a bell. I got to tell you, this year is the 30th anniversary of your first show in Chicago. Quite a milestone, and it makes me feel very old.
I know. It's very, very old. But, boy, we had fun. And the fun continues. And I want to take advantage of the 30-year anniversary. And I'm in talks with Larry Wirt. We all know Larry.
Mm-hmm. We love Larry.
And we'd like to do something this coming year, the Jim Shorts outing, to bring it back.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah.
And to do some signature things, maybe an Ed Zeppelin concert or a comedy jam.
I love that.
I would love to do that.
Getting everybody back together and the fans and the Kev heads as well. You know, you 30 years ago, you were doing overnights at the time when you first got here, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And those overnights were pretty short-lived, though, because once Jimmy DiCastro turned on AM 1000, you were sandwiched in between Jonathan Brandmeier and Stephen right. Gary. Not a bad place to be, buddy.
No. And it was so great to do nighttime radio on a giant like AM 1000 because we got into 32 states in Canada. And Jimmy DiCastro or management, they were great, but there was nobody in the building. It was just me and a few others. And we just ran the station the way we wanted it. And what a historical time in Chicago for all of us, because we were all growing up together. We were having kids, we were graduating from college, or maybe we were getting our plumbers trade union. We all grew up doing such stupid things.
Of course. All right. Yeah. Now, all the characters that you created in your own little theater of your mind, did that come before AM 1000, or was it the overnights that you really started?
No. When I first got into radio, it was by accident. I wanted to get into education. I got into radio. And then when I got into commercial radio in Michigan, where I started, the general manager, I had to invent characters to take the heat off of me. And this general manager thought there were really all these people in the room, but it was me. I can remember one day before I left Grand Rapids, Michigan to go to St. Louis and then eventually Chicago. I gave away his office furniture. And it was a contest. It was a contest. And the FCC makes you, you know, you
got to give it away.
Yeah, you've got to give it away. And we had to give it away. His name was John Shepard. And I used to drive him crazy. But boy, I learned a lot. You know, looking back, he was a gracious man, but I tortured him.
Yeah. But how did Jimmy find you, you know, because, you know, it's funny that you don't know a lot of management names in radio. You don't know who the program director is, the president of the station. On the loop, you knew who everybody was behind the scenes. So DiCastro, how did he first discover you? I know he flew you in.
Well, I turned him down. Basically, I went to St. Louis.
Yeah.
It was a train wreck. I lasted 9 months. I wanted to go back home to Michigan. And then Greg Salk, the program director, he called me. And I said, Greg, no, I don't want to go. I hung up. He called me again. No, I don't want to go. He finally got a hold of my wife. And Jimmy DiCastro, he flew us in. We came in. We did the deal. We went to the Palm. And the rest is history.
That's amazing. And how quickly, like, on the air, because, you were on Overnight's very short period of time, then you were on between Brandmeier and Stephen Gary. How quickly did you realize that, you know, you were really part of the fabric of Chicago? It was quick, wasn't it?
It was very quick. I can remember going, leaving. I needed to take a walk. I walked outside the Hancock building, and I went up north. I walked about four blocks. I didn't know where I was. And then I'm walking back, and I realized this city is so beautiful.
Yeah.
The people are just like me, and I just felt so comfortable. And they let me go. That's what I loved about the Jimmy DeCastros and the Larry Wirtz and the Greg Salk and working with Steve and Gary. And, you know, we had no saddle on us. It was just we did what we thought we had to do, and we did a really great job at it.
Well, and here's this book that you wrote last year, which tells that story. I mean, it tells a story really through your college years all the way through today, a best-selling book called Broken Mary, which was, again, a tremendous retrospective of your life and your spiritual journey. It really does tell your story and really kind of how you became, you know, you in Chicago.
I'm really proud of that book because it's so raw.
Yeah.
It's literally like going to confession. And I wrote it. There was a time in my life when the reason I left Chicago is I wanted to come back to Michigan just to start over again. And while I was here in 2008, I was diagnosed. The doctors thought I had a brain tumor. Right. And where it was located, there's no hope.
Well, you felt it. You knew something was wrong. You knew you were on the air and you knew something was wrong.
Yeah, something was wrong. I couldn't move. Yeah. Well, you know, and when you have a doctor say, you got to go and plan your funeral, that's a huge wake-up call. And the book is about, I was eventually diagnosed with MS, and 2 years of going, you know, treatment, and it was tough. It was really tough. And Broken Mary, in 2011, this voice just said, go buy your wife some flowers. And there was a flower shop right there. What a coincidence. Mm-hmm. So I went in. It's in November. It's slippery. I'm careful. I'm walking towards the door, and I look over by the dumpster, and I see this statue of the Virgin Mary. And she's on the ground. She's broken in half at the waist. Her hands are missing. She's covered in garbage. And I just knew I could not leave her here. And I heard this voice that said, will you deny me? Will you deny my mother? And I walked in. The clerk said, what can I do? And I said, I really want to buy that statue. No, it's not for sale. And the book talks about how I got that statue. I have it today. That was 2011. Here it is, 2017. That statue, it has touched millions of lives. On BrokenMary.com, we just reached 6 million page views.
It's amazing.
It's amazing how this statue represents the broken. I had a chance to completely get it painted, and I said, no, it reminds me of me because I'm so broken at this point. And we all are. And that's how I got the name Broken Mary. The book is about my life, this statue, what this statue is doing today, and the lives that this statue and Mary, the mother of Christ, is touching.
Well, and you just last week you posted a story on your Facebook page that during the worst of Hurricane Harvey and in a fire in one of the homes, when they returned to the home was gone. I mean, everything was gone. Their person, but what was standing and remaining on the lawn was a large statue of Mary, which reminded me of your story.
Oh, and that's not a coincidence. And you really take a look at that, the devastation of the flooding and the fires, and here this beautiful woman, Mary, she is the only thing that remains. It's a wake-up call. That's not just an accident. That's
sure.
Not a coincidence.
Yeah.
You don't have to be Catholic to look at. Mary is very much alive, and she's very powerful.
But it was a time that you really needed it. I mean, you were kind of searching for something.
Big time. Yeah. I mean, I lost my job. I was kicked out of radio. I got MS. You know, and I didn't want to be a victim, but at the same time, I took this statue. I got this statue. We've written a book. The book has just done tremendously well.
Yeah.
And people can relate to it. The statue, for example, stays at a church, St. Anthony's in Grand Rapids. But people take the statue. The statue has been in hospice. It's been in intensive care.
That's great.
It's going to prison. Right now, somebody just suffered a stroke a week ago. They take the statue, and they pray with it. You don't have to be Catholic to pray a rosary.
Yeah, it's provided so much inspiration. Again, this book is Broken Mary. It is a huge retrospective on your life, but again, a great story here as well. Right. And I know we're going to take a quick break. Jimmy's going to join us to talk about Pigskin Picks, and Andy Mazur, WGN Sports, is going to join us on that too. So stick around, more with Kevin Matthews after this.
Sure. Kevin Matthews is known for once having the stupidest show on radio, but none of it could be possible without the intriguing help from the biggest idiot, Jim Schertz. Stay tuned. More with Kev, Jackass Jimmy, and an interview that's so hot, it's on fire. With Fire on Chicago's 50,000-watt blowtorch mothership, WGN.
All right, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN. On this Labor Day Monday, we're talking to Chicago radio legend Kevin Matthews. Kev, so as I understand it, iconic for other reasons, Jim Schertz is joining us live from your studios.
Yeah, hey, how are you, Dave?
Jimmy, it's great to hear your voice. You know, I'll let you know if this was a pleasure when we're through here.
Andy's standing by, right?
Andy is sitting by, yes, Jim.
Good. I got some questions, and let's be honest, everybody. We're going to talk about the Chicago Bears, and let's talk about it honestly.
All right. Okay. All
right? Just saying.
Well, number one, we're playing we're playing the Falcons, who are in the Super Bowl. I can't imagine that's going to be an easy game. But in general, Andy, what are you thinking of the Bears this season?
In general, I think they'll be lucky to win 4 games.
Good. I'm so glad you said that. I own a casino on Beaver Island. It's incredible. It is incredible. Come up and gamble, bring kids. We sell fireworks, M80s. It's beautiful. But I'm telling you what, Andy, I like that. And I love the Chicago Bears. But I'm telling you what, John Fox should have been fired after they lost to Cleveland. That guy should have been out of here 2 years ago. The team needs to be sold. The McCaskies will never do that. I got the Bears winning no more than 4 games. It's going to smell so bad. Atlanta, are you kidding me? They're second.
Yeah.
You've got New England, then you got Atlanta. It's Soldier Field, the quarterback. Oh, my goodness.
What do you think about the coach, Andy? I mean, that's what people are talking about. They can't even believe he's coaching the season.
You know, Jim is selling it to you straight right here because after that debacle in the final preseason game of the year, calling a timeout to get your rookie quarterback possibly killed is a fireable offense. He should be out of here. Jim, you're absolutely right.
I'm not kidding you. And it just are you kidding me? Cleveland, you got shut out 25-0. If I were the McCaskey, wanted somebody, Virginia, go down, and in my feeble little hands, I'd beat Fox with a helmet right at the press conference. I'd beat him and say, get out of here. Get out of here.
What other games are getting you excited, Jimmy, for next week? I know Thursday's the big kickoff. That's the Chiefs and the Patriots. What are you thinking about that?
Well, again, New England. I think Brady is going to just, for the next 3 years, just Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I lose more money with Kansas City. Every time I need them to win, they lose. They've cost me so much money over the years.
Yeah.
I can't stand the Chiefs.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got on Sunday. Jets, Bills, Eagles, Redskins, Raiders, Titans. What other big games you thinking about, Jim?
Yeah, the Jets are the worst. I mean, they are the bottom feeders of the NFL. Then you got the 49ers, then the Browns, and then, I'm sorry, the Bears are down there. So
yeah, they are.
I don't know. And I'm telling you right now, on Beaver Island, you can place at my casino and trailer park. You can bet, for example, the World Series. Who would you put money on to win the World Series, Dave and Andy?
Ooh.
I'm still sticking with the local hometown Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, we were just talking about that a little earlier, that, you know, we're maybe in a little different place going into, you know, Labor Day weekend here with the Cubs than we were last year, but I'm still feeling pretty hopeful. How about you, Jimmy?
Well, I got the Dodgers. Dodgers are going to fall to Arizona.
The Dodgers are us last year, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, but I watch what happens. Arizona's going to just fold the Dodgers. I don't know who the Cleveland Indians, to me, a team to beat. I'd love to see the Cubs play Cleveland. I just don't know.
Be a fun rematch.
It'd be a nice rematch. I like that. The poor White Sox. I mean, my goodness, holy cow!
They're building it back up brick by brick, though.
But aren't you tired of we're building brick by brick? I'm going to be dead soon, okay? Here's this. You got the Chicago Bears, 30 quarterbacks in 30 years. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Up in Green Bay, they've had two. Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre. Yeah. They've got two. We got 30. Yeah. I'm going to be dead soon, okay, McCaskey? I'm going to be dead. White Sox, you quit rebuilding. The Bulls, are you kidding me? I'm going to be dead soon.
Good. I got to know what the action is going back to the NFL at your casino and trailer park on the Jay Cutler debut for the Dolphins.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? How about that? Jay Cutler, his wife, she pushed him to go back into the NFL.
I was surprised.
I didn't want to hear what he has to say about the NFL as a commentator. Him as a Dolphin? Are you kidding me?
And were they playing the Buccaneers?
Yeah, Battle of Florida.
Now, you know what? I think, to tell you the truth, he's going to lose. Tampa Bay's going to beat the Cutler. Get ready. I just want to barf right now. Are you kidding me? Cutler.
Yeah, I got to ask you, Jimmy. Now, you and Wang have split up, right?
Yeah, that's my old girlfriend. I'm dating a Russian woman now.
Okay.
It's a mail order. Her name's Pusa, and I've been there for 3 years.
Wow. You've been there for 3 years. That's been well congratulations. Yeah.
You know what? She comes from Russia, and I'm telling you what. You take her to Walmart, she thinks, are you kidding me? You take her, like, to IHOP, and she's like, oh, my goodness, it's the Four Seasons.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to you, Jimmy. It's always a pleasure, man.
Yeah.
And Kev, I have to tell you, always a pleasure, my friend.
Well, that's nice. And tell everybody I said hi. And, you know, I'd like to get over to Chicago. And, Dave, I want to get into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we got to do that. I know we have to do that. We absolutely have to do that. And
I know that this sounds pompous, but all I want to do is I want to thank the listener, the audience in Chicago, because I had the best time of my life the best city.
So did we, buddy. We're all Kev heads, forever Kev heads, my friend. And you know what? We got to follow up with this over the next few weeks with Jimmy and the Pigskin Picks. So let's schedule something for next week, pal.
And also, I've got an animated Pigskin Picks. If you go to the Kevin Matthews official fan page, we run it, not a bunch of trolls. I got an animated My Picks every week. So that's Kevin Matthews official fan page Facebook.
Awesome. That's awesome. And you can also hear Kev's weekly podcast at Dahl, D-A-H-L, Steve Dahl, Dahl.com. Yeah. Kev, always a pleasure, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much, and God bless you and Chicago. Love you very much.
All right. Take care, Kev. See you later. All right. Top stories are next on 720 WGN.